we'll open a hearing on House Bill 3151.
We need to get it outside.
Janet, will...
Which one?
Yeah, the hearing.
Janet, I guess we're on. Tell us about the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3151 would eliminate a current requirement that billboards and other outdoor directional signs have decals on their permit plates indicating the currency of their registrations. Oregon issues annual permits for outdoor advertising signs. The signs must currently contain a plate with a number on it, identification number, and currently we have annual decals, evidently, for these plates. But issuance and placement of the decals is time-consuming and is no longer necessary, according both to the agency and to the outdoor advertisers. So 3151 deletes the requirement for the annual decal, but keeps the requirement for the registration-type plate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This is Representative Mabry's bill. Any comment?
I would just say that this is a time-saver and therefore a money-saver. It doesn't hurt anyone. It helps everyone. And Mr. Barrows is here to give us the details of it. I can't speak any more eloquently than he, so I will not try.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dave Barrows, representing Clear Channel Outdoor. With me is Mr. Terry Sandblast, who also works for Clear Channel Outdoor Advertising and is also the president of the Oregon Outdoor Advertising Association, all the billboard companies. I don't think any of you have ever, maybe George when he was here before, but excuse me, Representative Gilman when he was here before, I apologize, Mr. Chairman. But I don't think any of you, even you, Mr. Chairman, in your third, have ever heard me use the word housekeeping before, because I don't use that very often. But this truly is a housekeeping bill. Janet has said it perfectly. When a sign is constructed, a metal tag is put on that sign with a number that numbers and identifies that sign, akin to a license plate on your automobile or your vehicle. Then every year, the department sends a list of signs to Mr. Sandblast of all the signs they believe he owns in the state, and he says, well, we tore this one down, or we've added this one, or whatever, and they finally agree to the list, and he writes them a check. And then they send him back a big box full of decals, and he puts the decals, he has to send somebody out to each sign to put the little decal on like you do the little sticky thing that you put on your license plate every 2 years. And everyone agrees, the department agrees, we believe, that it isn't necessary in the age of computers and computer-generated lists, and it's just an opportunity for them to save a little bit of money. It's an opportunity for the outdoor advertising companies to save a little bit of money and time, because time, you have to pay somebody to go out and put the decal on. And they will have a list. ODOT will have a list. And if they see a sign and it has a number, and they'll look at their list and they say, fee not paid, they'll call the person and say, you haven't paid your fee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sandblast, did you have some testimony? Or?
Only if David let me say anything. The association and, of course, our company, Clear Channel Outdoor, is supportive of this measure, and we are pleased that the Highway Department has no problem with this. We view this as a win-win for both the private and the public sector in terms of a minor amount of expenditures each year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mike Kirby with ODOT had signed up for written testimony only, and it's on its way. You're going to pass the testimony. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Breyer.
Maybe I should wait to see what the testimony says, but this is obviously a time saver for the owners of these signs. Is this save any money for ODOT? Is that on the testimony?
That's super detailed.
Chair Brown, members of the committee, I'm Mike Kirby. I'm an operations manager for the right-of-way section in the Department of Transportation. We estimate savings due to this bill at about $1,500 for us, so there will be some savings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Any other questions? Thank you again. Is there any other discussion? No.
Mr. Chair, I just wish they were all this easy.
They won't be, I assure you.
They would be if they don't.
We close. I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3151 and open the work session.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3151 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Beyer moves House Bill 3151 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Ryan, you call the roll, please.
Representative Beyer.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Greenlee.
No. Oh, no, I mean aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zahner.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, would it be appropriate to put that on the consent calendar?
It certainly would. Representative Mabry moves that we place it on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? So done. Okay, which one next? Okay, House Bill 3303, we will not have a hearing on that. We cancel it. The sponsor asked to have it withdrawn. This one then. We can go ahead, okay. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 3231, and Janet's going to get the...
Which one are we at?
3231.
Okay.
Janet, can you...
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Give us a rundown.
House Bill 3231 would require the Department of Transportation to transfer a portion of the identification card fees that they currently charge, any portion over their cost of issuing the ID cards, transfer that portion to the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund. As you know, if people don't have driver's license in Oregon, they can obtain an identification card. Identification card holders are typically people who don't drive because of either age, disability, or some other circumstance, so there's a connection there with a potential transit program need. The cards are currently issued for 8 years and cost $26 for original and $22 for renewal, but it's an eight-year renewal period now. Revenue from the cards under current statute may only be used for agency functions related to identification cards, but there is currently revenue coming in above costs. So House Bill 3231 would require that that revenue be transferred to the Elderly and Disabled Transportation Fund. This is a fund that is distributed to local transportation providers, and the other sources of revenue for that fund are cigarette tax revenues and some state general fund. Mr. Chair, this bill has a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee after this committee.
Thank you, Janet. Last session, I served on the Transportation Committee with Senator, now Senator Starr, and at the direction of the Attorney General, a number of things that we were doing regarding fees and using highway dollars was at their direction we could no longer do. So we established some fees to cover the cost of those, and that's for the these fees that for the ID card was originated from over the in the rebalance that we just went through at the start of the regular session. There was, I think, $2.8 million taken from this account to accomplish part of the rebalance. Senator Starr and I, sponsoring this bill, recognizing that senior transportation dollars, which mostly originate from the general fund, is very likely to be impacted with the downturn in revenues, and so we thought this would be a good backfill source for that, this transportation for seniors and disabled. And with that, could I have Martin Loring, please?
Thank you.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Chair Brown, committee members and staff. I am Martin Loring, administrator of the Public Transit Division within the Oregon Department of Transportation. One of my responsibilities is to manage the transportation services grant programs, funding transportation services for the elderly and disabled. And the facts have been ably set out by your administrator and the history by the chair. I would like to add that we very much appreciate the possibility of recovering excess fee revenue from photo ID card fees for transportation services benefiting the elderly and disabled. This also, as was pointed out, would create the possibility of freeing up general fund revenues for other purposes without actually having to cut service. When we knew that this bill was being considered, we spoke with our partners in the Department of Human Services and with representatives from the Governor's Disabilities Commission and the Governor's Commission on Senior Services to see whether, you know, what their take is. Should we put this fee money into sustaining services, or would the groups that they represent, the individuals, rather see fees cut? And the advice that we received is that many, many more people would be benefited by sustaining these needed transportation services for people who can't drive than by reducing the fee for the photo ID card. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Martin. Any questions? Representative Greenlight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for introducing this bill. I was one of eight that voted against the taking $5 million out of this fund as a part of the last bill of the rebalancing. How much of that, as I remember, was about $5.5 million, might be replaced by this?
Chair Brown, Representative Greenlake, the short answer is none, because though that bill affected the 2001-2003 biennium, depending on what happens in the May 15th forecast, and this bill would affect the 2003-2005 biennium, but it doesn't take a wild imagination to think that the same sort of factors that made the legislature look to this source in 2001-2003 might pop up as you consider the 2003-2005 budget.
May I
follow up?
You have a number, is what I'm asking.
I'm sorry. Of the 5.4, 1.8 million is the estimate from the Department of Revenue.
Is there any other questions?
Mr. Chair, you mentioned that somebody made a decision, or you made a decision, that it would be better to keep the money than return that. Who kind of made that decision?
Chair Brown, Representative Zahner, no one made the decision. We thought it would be good to do the best job we could in the short time available to find out what people who represent the disability, people with disabilities, or people who represent seniors, thought about it. And they didn't make a decision. The decision is yours to make. But the advice that we received was that that seniors and people with disabilities who rely on the special needs transportation funded through this Special Transportation Fund program would benefit more from maintaining those services than paying less for a photo ID card.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Greenlee.
Yeah, somebody just passed me a number that said it's closer to $3 million. Is this a different?
Yeah, that's the estimate that I got early on from the.
Good. Even better.
Yeah. But that's, I think, that may be total. They may have some or expenses in there on top of that. I'm not sure. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Andrea Vogel, please. I see Senator Starr's there. Please come on. Andrea, could you join him up there?
Age before beauty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, State Senator Bruce Starr from Washington County, District 15, just here to cheer the committee on and its deliberation on House Bill 3231. We're talking about an opportunity to fund a program that has historically had a difficult time finding resources and finding funding. With the ID card fee that is charged and the excess, I guess, dollars that are there, does provide us an opportunity to fund a program that historically has, again, had difficulty finding state general fund resources to fund. I really don't have a great amount of testimony more than that, other than to say that the distribution of these funds around the state really are important to the various really a network of nonprofits that operate across the state with lots of volunteers. I know in Washington County that's definitely the case, where these dollars that do get spent around the state are leveraged, and volunteers work really well together to provide services to a very needy population that otherwise don't necessarily have opportunities for service, providing seniors and disabled folks trips to the doctor and a variety of opportunities there. So urge you to look favorably on this bill. Look forward to catching it when it comes to the Senate. Be happy to answer a question if there was one.
Thank you, Senator. Questions?
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gilman.
Senator, and don't get me wrong, I know how important senior transportation is, but it seems to me if the fee is more than the actual cost of providing these cards is less money, it seems to me we ought to charge less money for it.
That's another option that this legislature definitely could make. It's in the last legislative session we looked at the Department of Motor Vehicles, and we raised a series of fees in order to make the agency self-sufficient. Prior to that time, they were being subsidized by gas tax revenues. So we raised a variety of fees to make that agency self-supporting. This is one that we raised the fee, and clearly we raised it a little bit more than the need to accomplish that self-sufficiency. You can make the argument, legitimately so, that the fee ought to equate to as much as possible the cost of running the program. We're in a situation where revenues are difficult to come by, and this is an opportunity to take some of that excess in excess of the program to fund a program that otherwise is difficult to find resources for. So that's the situation that we're in.
Representative Byer.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Senator Starr. Could you not maybe make the case that a lot of people that have ID cards do make use out of the senior and disabled transportation system, and in a way this could be funding that system through their
it's
fees?
It's possible to make that argument. It might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think there are probably some cases that is possible. Appreciate your was another one?
Maybe just a comment. I have not heard anyone say that the fee was excessive and they couldn't afford it, but I do know a lot of people that can't afford transportation, and this would benefit. So I think this is a really worthy bill, and I would encourage support.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to one of your former colleagues. It's great to see you all. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Have more fun back here.
Yeah. Andrea?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Andrea Fogue with the League of Oregon Cities. Quickly, would just like to express our support for this bill. You all have been making tough decisions. We know that you have a lot more to come, but anything you can do to help with this funding is appreciated. As Senator Starr expressed, it is very important to our communities. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions around here?
Thank you.
This has a referral raise made right now. We'll close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 3231.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3231 to the floor, to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Dingfelder moves House Bill 3231 to the floor, or to the Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Greenlight.
Yes, I'd just like to put in the record how strongly I support this bill. And it seems to me in issuing these cards, we're doing a service. It's not a required thing. The state, it seems to me, has every right to make a reasonable profit on it and use it in a way that makes some sense. These services are extraordinarily important for keeping the aged and the disabled living independently, and that's a very important function, and I think this is a great way of doing it, and I commend the sponsors of the bill for bringing it to us.
Thank you, Representative. Janet just handed me a note. She says it costs $320 per year. It's an eight-year ID card. Representing his honor.
Mr. Chair, I just hope I live long enough to take advantage of that bill.
To represent his honor, you're old enough now. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, Ryan, will you call the roll?
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Greenlee.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zahner.
Aye.
Representative
Byer.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries. So that was on its way.
Are you going to carry?
No, it goes to Ways and Means, yeah.
And
I'll carry it down there.
The chair recreated the exactly the way the motion was before.
No comment on
well
that one.
Well trained. Well, see, we didn't do this work session on this one. Yeah. We'll open a work session on House Bill 3121. And Janet, will you?
Mr. Chair, thank you. House Bill 3121 is a bill that was at the request of the Oregon Tow Truck Association. It's on our agenda today just for the purposes of considering referring it to the Environment and Land Use Committee. The bill has more to do with pollution because of the waste that the tow truck drivers are. There's a disagreement about whether they need to clean up a spill or whether a local government is responsible for it. So it's more of a pollution issue than it is a transportation issue. Representative Garrard is a sponsor, and he chairs the Environment Land Use Committee, and that was also at the request of the Tow Truck Association that it be transferred to that committee. So that's the purpose of the work session today.
Yeah, and committee, I think that the my understanding is there's some other bills in the Environment and Land Use Committee that are very similar or something, and they wanted to work them all together in conjunction. So I'd entertain a motion to send it on to them.
I move House Bill 3121 to be referred to the Environment and Land Use Committee.
Without recommendation.
Without recommendation. I'm happy to move it with her.
Thank
but
you.
I'll get it there anyway.
Representative Greenlick moves that House Bill 3121 be re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Land Use without recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So done. Okay, where are we at now, Janet?
We're done. I'll make an announcement.
Oh, okay. That's all for today, then. Janet's got some...
Mr. Chair?
Janet's going to...
On House Bill 3058, was Representative Shetterly's bill authorizing permanent ID cards to persons over 80 years of age. The requester of this bill was not able to come today. We kept it on the agenda in case some of the people that came to testify on the other ID card bill had any testimony on this bill. I don't know if they do or not, but because they were related, we kept the bill on. We said we would hold over the hearing if Representative Shetterly wanted to have his constituent come at a later time.
So. If we had had that funding in place earlier, that senior would have been able to have the transportation got here for the hearing.
That's right.
Is there anything else for the committee? If there's not, we're adjourned.